evening, everybody. It's really lovely to see so many people here. The reading today is Risen from the Dead, and it's Matthew 28, verses 1 to 10. After the Sabbath, as the first light of the new week dawned, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to vigil at the tomb. Suddenly, the earth reeled and rocked under their feet as God's angel came down from heaven, came right up to where they were standing. He rolled back the stone and then sat on it. Shafts of lightning blazed from him. His garments shimmered snow white. The guards at the tomb were scared to death. They were so frightened they couldn't move. The angel spoke to the women. There is nothing to fear here. I know you're looking for Jesus, the one they nailed to the cross. He is not here. He was raised, just as he said. Come and look at the place where he was placed. Now, get on your way quickly and tell his disciples, he is risen from the dead. He is going on ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. That's the message. The women, deep in wonder and full of joy, lost no time in leaving the tomb. They ran to tell the disciples. Then Jesus met them, stopping them in their tracks. Good morning, he said. They fell to their knees, embraced his feet, and worshipped him. Jesus said, you're holding on to me for dear life. Don't be frightened like that. Go tell my brothers that they are to go to Galilee and that I'll meet them there. Praise be to God. Jesus is alive.
Amen. He lives. We had a lovely service on Friday, and we remember that cruel cross where Jesus died for us, so our sins could be forgiven, so that prophecy could be fulfilled. For God so loved you and me that he gave his one and only Son, just so we wouldn't perish, but we can have eternal, everlasting life. It's beyond what we can express, isn't it? Our sins have been forgiven, we've been given eternal life. A cross of Calvary. How can we follow that? Great. By an empty tomb, by a risen Saviour. Wow. So we catch up this story now, and the ladies are running to the tomb, and they're discussing, how are we going to roll the stone away? What are we going to do? Ready to anoint the body of Jesus. But when they got there, the stone had been rolled away. They looked in the tomb. It was empty. Do you know that's important? It was empty. Wow. So they thought, have the enemies stolen the body of Jesus? So they ran back and they found Peter and John, and they said, someone has taken Jesus, and we just don't know where to find them. So then Peter and John, they ran to the tomb to see for themselves what was happening. And they looked inside, and all they could see was the grave clothes, the napkin that covered Jesus' face. But before the day was over, these ladies and John and Peter, they found out that there was much more in that tomb. They would learn much more of that empty tomb than what they actually saw there. They would be transformed totally. The things in that empty tomb would change their lives. The things that we're going to talk about this morning from that empty tomb will change all of our lives if we have faith and believe and trust in God. So the first thing I'm going to say that they found in the tomb was evidence. The followers of Christ found more than an empty grave. Amen. They found proof of who Jesus was. Do you remember that angry crowd? Well, they rejected Jesus. They rejected him as king. They rejected him as the Messiah. The doubters, the enemies of Christ, were proved wrong because there was a resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. The empty tomb was filled with evidence that Christ was Christ indeed, the Messiah, the promised one from God. Wow, that's proof. The disciples were surrounded by skeptics, people who doubted that Jesus was the source of salvation. We, in our lives today, we are surrounded by skeptics, aren't we? People that don't believe that Jesus is alive. They don't believe that Jesus can forgive their sins. They don't believe that they've got a promise of eternal life. Wow. Poor them. The empty proof is there. The empty tomb is there to prove that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one can get to the Father except through him. You've heard people say there's many roads lead to heaven, haven't you? What a load of rubbish. The Bible's very clear in that there's only one way, and that's through Jesus Christ, because he rose for each one of us. You know, over the years, the centuries, the millennial, there's been lots of religious leaders pop up, hasn't there? And these religious leaders probably do incredibly good things. And then they die. But you know something? They're still dead. That's important. Jesus lived an amazing life. He died on that cross in Calvary. He was buried in the tomb. But that's not the end of the story, is it? There's more. 3 days later, he rose from the grave. And not just that, he's still alive. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. He's still alive. That's the proof and the fact of the evidence that they found in that empty tomb. Let's look in the tomb again and we find assurance. It says in Matthew, the angel said to the woman, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He's risen. As he said, come see the place where he lay. And that empty tomb gave assurance to the followers of Christ that what Jesus had said was going to happen has happened. That's assurance for each one of us as well, that we can rely on the promises of Christ. If Jesus has a power to conquer death, and he does, that means that we can trust every single promise that we read in his living word. Do you believe that? Because of the resurrection, we can trust that we have forgiveness. Because of the resurrection, we know that our sins have been paid for in full. Because of the resurrection, we possess eternal life and a home in glory. Because of the resurrection, we can rest in the promises that Jesus will answer all of our prayers. Because of the empty tomb, we have a promise that he'll never leave us or forsake us. Because our Savior rose from the dead, we can be assured of a solid relationship with our Father God. We've got security. We've got salvation. We've got promises that no one can pluck us out of his hand. He holds us securely, cares for us with his love, and no one can take that away. No matter the troubles, the struggles that we're going through, that we try to endure in life, we have a full assurance that Christ is in control because of his resurrection. We can possess this great assurance because of this resurrection. He conquered death. Amen. That's no mean feat. He conquered death. He conquered the grave. And because of that, he can conquer any problems that we have in our lives. Do we believe that? Amen. Another thing that you find in the empty tomb is hope. Paul says, listen to this, if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is in vain. Our faith is in vain. We are still lost in our sins, and those who have fallen asleep in Christ will perish. Wow, wouldn't that be dreadful? Paul's saying, if Jesus didn't rise, we don't have any hope. But he did. Because the tomb is empty. Our Savior lives. And because he lives, we've got great hope. I love that word, hope. It doesn't mean maybe it'll happen. It's a sure hope. A certain hope. Because Christ is risen, we have hope that our loved ones who have died before us in Christ have gone to heaven, and we will be reunited with them. That's a lovely hope. We possess a hope of our future resurrection. Not just going to rot in the grave, we're going to glory to live with our Heavenly Father. We have a hope for a new body, a promise of eternal life. And the reason we possess that hope is because we have assurance in Christ's resurrection. Because Christ's resurrection, we have victory we find in the grave as well. In that empty tomb, we have victory. Jesus said, "Fear not, I am the first and the last. The living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades." Jesus is saying he's alive because he is alive forevermore. Jesus conquered death, Jesus conquered the grave, Jesus conquered hell. Jesus conquered sin once and for all of our sin. Jesus laid down his life as a sacrifice for you and me, for us, for our families, for our neighbors. 3 days later, he rose from the grave. He destroyed Satan's power over a fallen humanity. In Hebrews it says this, Jesus through death would destroy the one who has the power of death. That's the devil. Being destroyed. The good news is we don't have to wait. We can enjoy victory just now. We are already victorious through our Lord Jesus Christ because of what he did on the cross, because he rose from the grave. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that glorious resurrection, another thing we'll find is responsibility. In that empty tomb, we'll find responsibility. The angel comforted the women round the tomb. He had a job for them to do. He said this: "Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead." He is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. I have told you. So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell all the disciples. We are his disciples. We have been told. The angel told them to go and tell everyone they saw what they had seen. Give their testimony to other people. That's the responsibility that's been assigned to the disciples and assigned to us. To go and tell them that Christ is risen, that our Saviour is alive, that our Saviour loves them and wants to forgive their sins. Let's be courageous. Everyone who encountered the risen Christ was changed as a result. Have you been changed? Are you doing what you're asked to do, to go and share? Before the resurrection, the disciples were scared. They were discouraged. They were hiding away. They were fearful. But after the resurrection, we are told that they were bold and they were witnesses for Jesus Christ. The resurrection turned them upside down. Has the resurrection turned us upside down? They were transformed. They were willing to do what Jesus asked them to do. They were willing to suffer. They were willing to die for Christ's sake. That's the way we should be. Our willingness, our desire to tell good news to people we come across, no matter what the cost. The last thing that we can find in that empty tomb is salvation. Through the resurrection, Jesus broke the power of sin. Jesus broke the power of death. Jesus broke the power of hell. And Jesus broke the power of Satan. The resurrection confirmed that God accepted the sacrifice of Jesus. Because of this, we have been accepted by God. He wants a relationship with us because sin has gone away. We needed a Savior because of our sins that separated us from God. It says in Colossians, we have redemption through the blood, even the forgiveness of sin. No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, salvation is available for you today because Jesus is alive. It says in Romans, we know these verses very well, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's all of us. The wages of sin is death. We know that. But that's why Christ came. But the free gift of God is salvation through Christ our Lord. Did you hear that? We deserve hell. We deserve sin, death in our sin. But because of what Christ Jesus has done, we are given salvation for this life and for all of eternity. God made provision for our salvation, for all the lost sinners. God demonstrated his love towards us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Very simple. In order for us to be saved, to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, we just need to surrender to him. He'll forgive us and give us that promise of eternity. So at first appearance, the Marys, the ladies, Peter, John, all of them remained inside the tomb. All they saw was grave clothes. But after the examination, they found evidence, they found assurance, they found hope, they found victory, and they found responsibility that would change their lives. Jesus wants to change our lives, not just now, but forever. We've got such an amazing God. God the Father who gave Jesus to sacrifice that horrible death on the cross so we could be forgiven of all of our sins, all of our sins, and be given the promise of eternal life, abundant life. And that starts now, here.